the opening phase in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Then Yona comments, Bein Torah Shebachsav, Bein Torah Shebaalpeh. The Rambam in the Hakdama, the Mishnah Torah, begins as follows: Kama mitzvah shenitnu lo leMoshe b'Sinai b'feirusha nitnu shenamar ve'etna lecha. Right before that, in the pasuk it says alei elai ha'hara, and then the pasuk continues ve'etna lecha asluchos so'evin v'hatorah v'hamitzvah. The last three words the Rambam doesn't quote: Hashekasafi laharosam. So Torah, the Rambam says, Zot Torah Shebachsav, U'mitzvah Zot Perusha. V'tzivon u'lasos ha-Torah al-pi ha-mitzvah, U'mitzvah Zot, hi-anikris Torah Shebalpeh. So just in the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the challenge to understand is, well, what does mitzvah mean as distinct from Torah? Right? Torah consists of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs comprise the Torah. So What does mitzvah mean as distinct from Torah? So the Rambam says the Torah is the Torah Shel Chassav, and mitzvah is the perusha. U'mitzvah zeh hi anikris Torah Shel Baal Peh. Here in the Hakdam to the Yad, the Rambam doesn't give an illustration, but in the Hagdamah to Parashat Mishnayos he does. And the illustration he gives is as follows. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on HaSinai, so Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him the pasuk of Vasukos Teshvu Shevas Yomim. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu told him what the basics of materials are needed for the schach of a sukkah. What is that it has to be gidula min haaretz, etc. En makabel tumah. What's the minimum height of a sukkah? Rambam mentions the area of a sukkah also, which is interesting. What does yeshiva b'sukkah entail? To whom is the mitzvah basukas teshu shivas yamim addressed? So that's the perusha, the basic understanding and the elements and principles and details of the mitzvah. Not all of them. For instance, in Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam doesn't mention the din of tasav oven also. He doesn't mention that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling that to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the basic elements, principles, details of the mitzvah. Kol HaTorah Kos Moshe Rabbeinu, continuing here in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah for a moment. Kol HaTorah Kos Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Sheyomus B'Chsav Yodah V'Nosan Sefer l'chol shevet v'shevet v'sefer echad nesonohu ba'oron l'eid shenam alakoch ei sefer ha-Torah hazah hazos shenam alakoch ei sefer ha-Torah hazos v'samtem oso mitzad aron bris Hashem alakechem v'hoyesham b'chol l'eid v'ha-mitzvah shi perish ha-Torah lo k'sova el atziva v'lizken v'l'yoshu l'shor kol Yisrael Shanama Ace Koladovish Anochi Mitzava Eschem also Sishmiru Lasos. Also Sefola Vil Sigram Yimenu. Mitnezen Nikres Torah Shebaalpeh. See, there's something very interesting in the Rambam. At first glance, it's very jarring. But as one would expect, you know, from given that the Rambam is explaining to us, it's upon reflection, it's very compelling. When the Rambam refers to Torah Shebachsav, he says Torah zu Torah Shebachsav. When he refers to Torah Shebaalpeh, he says mitzvah zo hi hanikreis Torah Shebaalpeh. So Torah Shebachsav, it is Torah Shebachsav. Torah Shebal Peh is called Torah Shebal Peh. He doesn't say Torah Shebachsav is called Torah Shebachsav. It is Torah Shebachsav. Torah Shebal Peh doesn't say it's Torah Shebal Peh. He says it's called Torah Shebal Peh. Again. Ve'etna l'chaz luchas ha'em v'atorah v'mitzvah Torah zo Torah Shebachsav. Mitzvah ze perusha, v'tzivon l'asas ha'torah pi ha'mitzvah, mitzvah zo hi ha'nikres Torah Shebal Peh. And then later the Rambam explains why it's nikres, v'nei ze nikres Torah Shebal Peh. So it's nikres Torah Shebal Peh. So what's the pshat? So again, we're used to sort of thinking of those two phrases as parallel phrases, but according to the Rambam's clearly telling us that's not a correct understanding. What's the pshat? Pshat is as follows. Let's say you have someone who hadn't had the benefit of the chinuch and so for the first time in his life he's picking up a chumash of Rashi, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. So then you have the chumash on the top, and you have the Rashi on the bottom, and you're going to explain to him what's what. So you're going to explain to him, here's the chumash, that's the text HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and here on the bottom is the commentary. This is the commentary. Now, commentary could be written on the bottom. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's on a recording, and it's Baal Peh, right? But whether or not Rashi wrote his perush, whether Rashi would have. Maybe Rashi could have hosted a podcast on Parshas HaShavu, and each week you would have had a podcast on that week's Parsha. It would be the same, right? Rashi would still be the same. Rashi, if you were introducing what Rashi is, so Rashi is neither Ksav nor Alper. In terms of what the Chefza is a Chefza of commentary. It's a Chefza of Perush. That's what the Rambam says. Perush of Alper, the Chefza is a Chefza of Perush. What Torah Shebal Peh is, the cheftza of that is a cheftza of perush. Now, it just so happens, don't take those words too literally, it just so happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to write the perush down, umet nezeh nikres Torah Shebal Peh. Right? So that's clearly what the Lashon of the Rambam is pointing to. So Torah Shebachsav, again, so the mitzad, the chafza, is Torah Shebachsav. Mitzad the chafza, it is Torah Shebachsav. Torah Shebal Peh, mitzad the chafza, is perush, is commentary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to write it down. And Mitneza Nikres Torah Shebal Peh. That's clearly what the Rambam is telling us. Now, this notwithstanding a delicate balance here, there's no contradiction, but it needs to be understood. This notwithstanding, the fact that Torah Shebachsav is a cheft of Torah Shebachsav, and Torah Shebal Peh, again, albeit a chafza shel perush, but was lo nichtava, neither b'Sinai nor when Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to Yahushua and to Kol Yisrael, has repercussions. What does that mean as follows? If you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halachos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Rambam's quoting a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, around, that the Gemara says, Al Tikre Vishinanta Melo Vishilashtam, that a person should be Mishaleh Shnosav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. So the Rambam's quoting that Gemara. So the chayav parak alpha look it out. The chayav l'shalish es zman l'midasa. Shlish b'tarish b'chsav, shlish b'tarish b'alpeh, Ushlish Yavin Vyaskel Achra Dava Mereshiso Vyotzi Dava Midova Vyadam Dava Ladava Vyodin Vimida Shatan Dreshes Bahem Achieda Hechi Ika Hamidos Vahef Yotzi Ho Osuva Mutu Vahayotzebahem Midvam Shalom and Pia Shmua Inyan Zeo Nikra Talmud. Hopefully at some point another we'll come back to that. That definition of Talmud. Halacha Yud Beis. Ketzet. Hoya bal unnos vahya osek b'mlocha shalosh shos bayom u'batara teisha. So then he divides those 9 hours shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishan, shlish b'talmud. Now, ben b'edvar ma'murim, says the Rambam, halfway or so through Halacha Yud Beis, ben b'edvar ma'murim b'tchilas talmudo shel adam. אבל כשיגדל בחוכמה ולא יהיה צורך לא ללמוד תורה שבכתב ולא לעסוק תמיד בתורה שבעל פה, יקרא בעיתים מזומנים תורה שבכתב בדברי השמוע, כדי שלא ישכח דבר, different נוסחאות here, כדי שלא ישכח דבר מדברי דיני תורה, ויפנה כל יומיו the Talmud will vada fi rocha liba v'yishav naita. Okay, fine. It doesn't say this in the Gemara, but it's clear, the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Natan already asked, and it's clear that the Talmud requires more time than Mikra and Mishnah, so how can it be that a person's entire life, it's supposed to be shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud? So Rabbi Natan answers the question by saying that shlish doesn't mean equal thirds. If you cut up a pie into 3 parts, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily equal parts. They could be unequal parts. So shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud means that every day in a person's Talmud Torah, so mikra, mishnah, and talmud have to be represented. But ein lachanami, over the course of a lifetime, obviously a person is going to spend more time on talmud than on mikra and mishnah because it's a bigger mikzoa. The way the Rambam solves the same problem is by saying, no, there's a difference between what stage of learning a person is at. B'tchilas Talmudo, so then it's taka 3 equal parts, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. And then, k'sheyagdol b'chochma, so then the Rambam says, no, so a person has his chazor system, that periodically he chazors and he reinforces that he shouldn't forget anything in Mikra and Mishnah, and the bulk of his time is spent on Talmud. Okay, that's the context there. So what we want to try to understand is the Lashon HaRambam is, again, B'medvar Memurim here, the second half of Halacha Yud Beis, B'tchilas Talmud Shel Adam, Kshiyagdil B'chochma, so then he no longer needs that original schedule. So what was that original schedule? V'lo yihei tzorach lo lulmo Torah Shebachsav, v'lo lasok tomid b'Torah Shebalpeh. So why those different lashonos? Initially, b'tchilas talmud shel adam, so a person is spending 3 hours in mikra, 3 hours in mishnah. And yet when the Rambam talks about when a person outgrows that, he says he no longer needs l'lmo tarach shevusav or lasot tomit b'tarach shebal peh. So why is the hisaskus in tarach shebal peh described as something tamidi, whereas the limud of tarach shevusav is not described as something tamidi? They're both 3 hours. So the 3 hour Seder in Tanakh is Lulmo Torah Shebachsav. And the 3 hour Seder in Mishnayos, in Halacha, so that's described as Lasot Tomid B'Torah Shebal Peh. It's the same 3 hours. You hear the question of Rabbi, right? Although Kshiyagdi B'Chachma, again, so now he's outgrown that initial shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. So therefore, he doesn't need the shlish b'mikra. Lo yehi tzorach l'lulmo tarach shebachsav. He doesn't need the shlish b'mishnah. V'lo lasav tamid b'tarach shebal peh. So the pshat is as follows. The Gemara at the end of the 5th parak in Bava Kamma says as follows: Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Ogel as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, mipnei ma b'dibros harishonos lo nema bohem tov, ובדיברוס האחרונוס נאמה בהם טוב. ואשי נאמה בהם טוב גבי קיבר אביהם גסיב בהם למען ייטב לך. So how do you understand that? There are a few differences between how the Torah presents Aseret Dibros in Yisra versus Vaschanan. So he asked them, "V'nei b'dibros harishon is lo nema b'hem tov." Why there the Torah doesn't frame mitzvahs kibbut of em as the man yitavloch, but in Vaschanan it does. So Rabbi Abba answers him, "Ad she'ata sho'aleni loma nema b'hem tov." Sha'alaini imnama bahantov imlav. Sha'ini yodaim namam tov imlav. Klach etzav avitanchum el chani lai. Says, before you ask me to tell you pshat, ask me if I know what it says in the tzuk. So some of the achronim don't take this gemara at face value. It says, no, it means something different than it seems to mean. Rav Kiva Eger is mitzayin. Here, atosus in Bava Basra in Yesh Nochlin. And the point of that tzion from Rav Kiva Eger is that Tosus takes his gemara at face value. But Rav Kiva Abba didn't know offhand that in Yisro it didn't say Zman Yitavloch, and that in Rav Chanan does say Zman Yitavloch. He didn't know that offhand. It's not me. He knew offhand in one yes, one no. But there was something about the psukim that he didn't have at his fingertips. Not to give eggers and saying the Tosin Baba Basa. Tosin takes the word face value. How can you possibly take the word face value? The Gemara condition says, Tanam Bana Mishinantam Lavanachashi, Divi Tobin Bukhudaz and Bifiha. So Mishal Khadam Dava is Al Tagangang, the Tomelo, Ella Emolo Miyad. So Divi Torah is supposed to be the mastery of Divi Torah that was supposed to aspire to, that was supposed to work towards, is that Emolo Miyad. So how can it be that he's saying, I don't know the pasuk? How can Tosus take this Gemara at face value? So L'chora, the Torah is that there's a difference between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. That the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about Torah Shabbat. That is in accordance with the fact that it's Baal Peh, is supposed to be Mechudot B'Fiv. Ma'ashen Kein, Torah Shabbat is not what it means to know Torah Shabbat Me'ikah Hadin. No one is saying that it's Baal Tosif if you know offhand that it says Man Yitavloch in Vaschanan and it doesn't say Man Yitavloch in Yisrael. It's not a shot of Baal Tosif. It's okay. But in terms of Me'ikah Hadin, in terms of Yediyas HaTorah, there's a different standard for what it means to know Torah Shebichsav than to know Torah Shebaal Peh. And it reflects the fact that the Torah Shebichsav, anyway, without the Anes Lassos, without something else, so Torah Shebichsav, if you're going to learn that Pasuk, you're supposed to open a Sefer Torah and learn the Pasuk, Mitoch HaKsav. Torah Shebaal Peh, again, without an Eis Lassos, so Torah Shebaal Peh, Adrav, a person isn't supposed to rely on the fact that there's a Shulchan Aruch on the shelf that we can pull off the shelf and double check that we're remembering or something. No, Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be Mechudat B'Fiv. So Hagam, again, what the Rambam says, so come back here to the Shinei Lashonos in Aleph Yud Beis in Talmud Torah. So we asked, why is the Tanakh Seder described as Lil Mot Torah Shebichsav? And the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnayos, the Halacha, Seder described as Lasof Tomid, the Torah Shebaal Peh, because the answer is that the way one's learning during those 3 hours is different. In Torah Shebichsav, one isn't demanding of oneself to memorize the psukim. So in that sense, you're not describing it as Tomid. You're not standing over the pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim until you have it memorized. Mashen Kain, in the 3 hours of Torah Shebal Peh, so you're always with that Mishnah, in the sense that that the person is looking to master it to the point, not just where a person knows where to open Lechumish for Pashas Chala, and he knows what the key phrases are. No, but by Torah Shebal Peh, it's taunted in the sense that he's going over it again and again to reach that standard of Mechudan and Befib. So Hagam, that it's Nikreis Torah Shebal Peh, right? Hagam, that it's Nikreis Torah Shebal Peh, but Afal Pichein, that is reflected in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The difference between Torah Shebal Chesed and Torah Shebal Peh is reflected in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The question is whether that is that a second diyuk, or does lasa go more naturally with tam at the moment? I'm not sure it's a second diyuk. The lasa means there's a hisaskos that, you know, when he learns the first mission of brachos or meimosa, it's like, as it were, you know, he's osak with it. He can't get that line off his, you know, out of his mind. He's replaying it again and again. So I'm not sure it's something that is. Maybe. The Gemara in Brachos quotes this same pasuk with which the Rambam begins his Hakdama. Omer Rabbi Levi Balchoma Omer Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Maidach Siv Ve'etna Luchas Luchas O'Evin Ve'hatorah Ve'hamitzvah Asher Kasavti La'Horosam Luchos Elo Aseres HaDibros, which were inscribed on the Luchos. Torah zo ze mikra, v'hamitzvah zo mishnah, asher kasavti elu neviyim uksuvim, v'horosam ze talmud. Melamed shekulam nitnu l'moshe misinai. So Chazal add, I mean, initially, basically, Torah and Mitzvah, the Drashas Chazal is the same as the Rambam. But Chazal add that Hashem Chasafti and Lehorosam are Merames, respectively, to Neviim Uksuvim and Talmud and Gemara. The sequence according to Chazal is unusual though, right? We would have expected the Ramazan to be first to Chamishachum Shetorah, then to Nach, then to Mishnah, then to Gemara. But the way Chazal show us the Ramazan in the Pasuk, it's Mikra Mishnah, then back to Torah Shebal Tzav, Neviim Ksuvim, then back to Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara. I think we would have expected, no, that the Rambam should be to Chumash, then to Nach, then to Mishnah, then to Gemara. So what it means is as follows. The Gemara says in Tainus, on the Testament Aleph, Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan li Yenuka de Resh Lakish de Yosef Omer Yivelis Odom to Salev Darko Va'al Hashem Yizaf Liva. So the child was learning Mishle, and it was learning this pasuk. That a person sins and it distorts his way, and because of that it gets Yisur, and then he gets angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he blames HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what's his own fault, for what's really self-imposed. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kamasma otu mi'ika mide d'chsive b'chsuve d'lobe mizir b'araisa. Everything, again, the Lashon HaGemara is k'suve, Rashi explains it means Nevi'im u'ksuvim. Everything in Nevi'im and k'suvim is hinted at in Chumash. There's nothing in Nach which isn't already encapsulated, which isn't already encoded in Chumash. So that's what he's asking. So where's this? Where do you have this in Chumash? So Amale, Otu Ha Mila V'Mize? What's your kasha? This is also Ramos. V'Hakse V'Yetze Liban V'Yechadu Ishal Achiv Leimor Mazos Osa Lekim Lano. Right, the Shvatim turn to each other and they say, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? What do you mean, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? What did we do to ourselves? No. So, Yivelis Odom, Tzasalev Darko, Va'al Hashem yezav liba. So the Gemara here tells us that everything in Nach is already encapsulated, is already inherent in Chumash. It's already inherent in Chumash. So the Chumash of Pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Torah and Mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Torah Shebuchsav, Torah Shebalta. Within the Torah Shebuchsav of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, is encapsulated in Nevi'im Uksuvim. What's all of Gemara? All of Gemara focuses on Mishnah. All of Gemara focuses to understand the Mishnah, to apply the Mishnah, to understand the makoros of the Mishnah. All of Gemara is present in Mishnah. So that's what Chazal understand the pasuk, and that accounts for the sequence, right? Therefore, the sequence is Torah, but you should know that inherent in the Torah, Chamishu Chamshei Torah, is Asher Kasavti El Nevi'im Ksuvim, and you should know that inherent in the Mishnah is Lahorosam, is Talmud. In terms of both, again, it's the Rambam's understanding is fundamentally the same as the Gemara in Brachos here, that the mitzvah refers to Perush, refers to Torah Shebal Peh. Question is there something in the semantics of the word mitzvah that indicates Torah Shebal Peh, or just sort of by process of elimination? Again, Torah, so what is it that comes with the Torah? What comes with the Torah? Is the Perush HaTorah? Is the Torah Shebal Peh? And it's just sort of contextually clear and indicated that's what it means. But there's also something in there's a mashmos in the word somehow that mitzvah has a sense of Perush. I don't know, it could be that this next point is al derech hagod and not al derech pshat. There is a taich. I think it's found in Sifrei Hasidus, but the Emes says you have it in Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos already. Tamina Vinyon, the first paragraph of Bracha, say that just as in Aramaic, we find often that the meaning of a word in Aramaic is megala, what the word means in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's a kind of cognate in Aramaic. So you're reconstructing what the word means in Lashon HaKodesh. So betzavsa in Aramaic means together. It means something which is attached. The tzavsa, that's what the word means in Aramaic. Ben Yonah Teka has it in Brachos, Lu on the pasuk of Lu Hikshavta El Mitzvosai. He quotes that it's Lashon Tzavsa. Ben Yonah says it there. So the question is that maybe in the Lashon Mitzvah, Chazal see not only Mitzvah again, Lashon Tzivoy, Lashon Commandment, but that which is together with the Torah, that which accompanies the Torah, that which Torah being Torah Shavuot, that which is Betzavso, the Torah Shavuot, what is that? What comes with the Torah? What comes with the Torah is its perish. The kol hamitzvah shenitna l'moshe misin b'feirush shenitna. What comes with the Torah? What comes with the Torah? What comes Betzavso with the Torah is a perushim. Okay.